sir. All right. So for those on Facebook, we have a special guest. Deontay Morris is going to be sharing his testimony, experiences he had on the past Chrysalis flight a couple weekends ago, which was a blast. We had a great time. But probably the coolest thing I like about Deontay right now is the fact he's brought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other people. We like that. We like people sitting in the seats. We typically on Facebook we have about 30 usually watching on Facebook. So more than usually you're sitting here, but it doesn't matter. Bless God, we're all here to serve and praise the Lord. So Tracy Anthony saying hi. God bless you, Tracy. Thank you. Glad you could hang out here with us. Maggie Trumbull, for those who know Pastor Maggie Trumbull, she's just joined too, which probably means that Noah's not too far away. And yep, but I didn't see Noah pop up yet, so I still haven't learned what I need to on that. Is he here? I don't know. Maggie is up. It's Noah. All right, we got to do a little snippet. Okay, so for those who don't know Noah Trumbull, Noah underwent a double lung transplant a number of years back. And anytime we see Noah come on here, when he was in recovery through all that for quite an extended period of time, he would watch this on Facebook Live here on Thursday nights. And one of the songs he always loved to hear, was a song he always liked to have, and we haven't memorized it yet.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. I cheated, I left the lyrics to write. To think about the guy I love and hold us tight. So happy together.
Wander over here.
If I should call you up, invest a dime, and say that you belong to me and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be.
We're learning together.
Very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, had to be. The only one for me is you, you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, you and me, no matter.
Thursday night, we do a lot of impromptu stuff on Thursday night, and that was one of them.
We usually never made it further than the
first. That's only because you brought the music up. Thank you.
Cheated.
Thank you. Yeah, God bless. Yeah, Noah, we love you, brother. We love you.
The business. If you can call it Thursday night business.
Okay, so for the, and again, for our, I love seeing all these new faces. That's beautiful.
Capo 3, boss.
Oh, thank you. Don't you like sliding capos? Any guitar players? Any musicians?
Then you won't know if I mess up. No.
Okay. Have any of you? I got to do this because Brandon hates when I do this. When I'm going to do it. How many of you remember the movie? This goes back quite like in the 50s and 60s. All right, the musical, The Music Man. Okay, a couple of you remember that? All right. And for those who didn't, in The Music Man, okay, this is a guy who's a music, he's a salesman. He's trying to sell instruments. He's trying, so he just goes into a small town. He says, we're going to create this band. And he presents himself like he's a professor. He's not. He's a sales guy. But he presents himself like he knows what he's doing. So there's these professors who are trying to discredit him. There's four of them. And these four professors, whenever they catch him, they try and, he always distracts them when he gets into this. And so the four walk up to him, the four men. Four men walk up and he says, you, sir. He said, say ice cream. He says, ice cream. He said, no. Let's take it slower. Ice cream. He said, no, really slow. Ice cream. They break into a barbershop quartet thing. And, of course, then they're distracted and he sneaks away. Right? So singing is just speaking slowly. Think about that. Ice cream, Brandon. Ice cream. Well, forget Scott.
Forget the drummer. Okay. Anyway. We don't give him a mic for a reason.
Sorry, you only get two. Well, this is a song. This is a song by Matt Mayer, and go for it, Brandon.
Dear Jesus, where are you tonight? I bear a sadness deep inside. I'm making for a faith in things I strain to feel. I need to know that you are real. Oh, Savior, open up my eyes. I want to see you like a child. There is a haze on the horizons of my heart. Dear Jesus, show me where you are. Be my firelight. Be my firelight. Burn it peace and bright. Be my firelight. How do I move on? These things that I have seen, all of my memories are turning into scars. Oh my God, look back, what's been torn apart. Be my firelight. Be my fire.
Who else is rolling in here? Okay, we do take prayer requests along the way here. And, oh, by the way, Noah says, love you, man. Thank you all.
We love you, Noah.
Glad you could hang out with us. Kelsey Allen.
In that direction, waving at people. It's the camera, for those who haven't seen it yet. I'm not just imaginary crowd. Yeah, I did the imaginary crowd, too.
Okay, so Kelsey's asking for prayers for her mental health. And come on, Kelsey. Come on. God love on her. Kelsey's a regular with us. We love her. She's in Colorado. And she's been dealing with depression and just some physical sickness. She's also, I know she's been dealing with this Lyme disease garbage that's been messing with her. She had a son here. Gosh, Kelsey, you're going to have to tell me how old he is now. Is he 3-4 months or so? So she's just got a lot on her plate. And so, Kelsey, we're certainly going to lift you up. And again, for those of you who haven't been hanging out with us in a while, make sure you go ahead and share your prayer requests. Let's see, Dave has joined. Kirk has joined. Patty's on here. Juanita's on here, too. Neat. Okay. 10,000 reasons. What we do? No capo with this, right?
I hope so.
I hope so, right, too.
Go for it, man.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy. Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name.
I saw you singing. Deontay was all, you remember that, right? You remember that one from the flight? Okay. Actually, a lot of these songs I picked from the flight on purpose, as I knew you would be here. I'm thrilled you're here, man. That's awesome. And all the guests, too. This is just setting me off here. You can tell I'm excited. Okay, who else has rolled in here? I see Juanita's here. I already mentioned that. Kelsey. Okay, so Kelsey's child is 6 months. I mentioned that. 6 months. 6 months. Awesome little blessing. Tracy Anthony said, yes, God bless her. Tracy Anthony, I have a song request. Oh. But it's not going to be today because I don't have my banjo. She's wanting I fly, I'll fly away. We did that
we
one.
We can do that.
We did that. Well, we could do it without banjo if you wanted to.
We got a request. It's a week until next Thursday.
She's so. Actually, she does say for next week. She does say for next week, so
okay.
Maybe we'll do next week.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and I don't see any other prayer requests that have rolled
week.
In through
that'd
that.
Be fun.
All right.
The drummer makes a valid point.
What do you say? What do you say?
Write your requests on the back of a $50 bill and pass it forward. If you're over Facebook, write a check, mail it in, 2943 Hamilton Cleves Road. Yeah, we got it.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. Us by still water into mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God.
Covered in your love.
I always like when the drummer drops his sticks.
So we don't let the bass player with the easiest part set the tempo.
I liked my tempo.
It was a wonderful tempo.
I thought you liked the tempo. Drummers always like to play fast, don't they? Cassandra's joined us. Jim Whitlock is hanging out with us. And Doris Aaron. Good, good to see you. Remember, if you've got any prayer requests, go ahead and type them down. We'll lift them up here in a little bit after special guest Deontay's message.
Any prayer requests asking for better music will be promptly ignored. I remind everybody this every week.
Any music.
Well, no, we take normal requests.
I take the scripture joyful noise to literally. That's what we make, a joyful, joyful noise. So for those of you who are new to us, which is quite a few, awesome. What we do is on Thursday nights we're practicing for Sunday, so we like to run through everything with it. And this is what we call our call to worship song, although we actually probably do it more like the song. I think not. Let's just do it the regular call to worship way. I'll just share a little something. I'll drop out while you keep that going for me, Brandon.
Yeah.
You'll probably recognize this. Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Something's gonna happen like the world has never known. When the people of the Lord get down to pray, doors gonna swing open, and the walls come a-tumbling down. When the people of the Lord get down to pray. So this is the cool part right here. Brandon keeps us in the rhythm, keeps going, and the pastor shares a blessing. So I'll play that role right now. How's that sound? Lord, I thank you in your glorious name. Daddy, I thank you for the 7 caterpillars which became butterflies on that walk, that chrysalis flight. I do a walk to Emmaus too, so my brain gets confused. But Lord, I thank you for that flight. I thank you, Lord, out of those 7, we saw 4 make a commitment to Christ. How awesome is that? So Lord, I thank you that one of those 4 is here tonight. Deontay is here. He's going to share with us. He's going to share a blessing. He's going to share his testimony. And God, you're good. God, you're awesome. Sing along with us here. Like the world has never known. When the people of the Lord get down to pray, a door's gonna swing open and the walls come a-tumbling down. When the people of the Lord get down to pray, when the people of the Lord get down to pray. Anybody recognize that song? Or at least the temp of the tune or something? Okay. Hey, you learned something tonight then. How's that? It's a fun song. So let's do this one, Brandon. I like this one. This is actually an opening. We don't do a specific contemporary service here. We do a blended service. It's a single service we do on Sundays. And to that end, I always like to do an opening hymn and a closing hymn. And so this is actually an opening hymn called Rescue the Perishing. And if you've never heard it before, it's an easy learn.
That's good, because I'm about to learn it right now.
I know, Brandon. You want me to start? You going to intro me, or you want me to start? I'll just start, right? Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin to the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing,
care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save.
Give me a little rhythm back there, will you?
Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Thanks, Scott. I like it.
Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for thy labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell them the poor wondrous Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Okay, did anybody know that? Did anybody enjoy that? Yeah. Okay, we got half a score.
That's a Thursday win.
That's a Thursday win. That's right. Actually, hymns always have just, they have great messages in them. And actually, one of the things that's neat about this electronic baby grand right here is that it'll actually do all the fun sounds. So we could do the big pipe organ sound on the right songs and that. It's fun.
We can't.
Well, but okay, yeah, maybe we can. Aaron, yes, our piano player, who you can plainly see is not here. Who else has rolled in here with us? Oh, Chip. Chip Shep is watching. Chip, hello, Chip.
He's coming your way, Chip. What he just said, Chip, you always show up on a song that he's only halfway learned. So you can judge him all you want. Chip was our former percussionist.
Okay, yeah, and actually, there's an amusing little story to that, actually, which is worth sharing briefly. So Chip played drums. It played a set, and actually it was on that side of the room before the remodeling.
Really didn't like the drummer. We had him all the way over there.
Well, not quite, but anyway.
I wasn't here.
Anyway, so Chip had played for like 12 years or so, and you know he's ready to move on and the like. So when Scott started to get involved, Chip said, okay, I'm now the percussionist, okay? And you probably can't see it over there. He's got some bongo congo. There you go. Okay, see, he over there, pop. So then he graduated from percussionist to... Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, right? So we're trying to get Scott to take the same path. The Hilton Head Island, South Carolina part of it, yeah.
Promise you won't let me follow him. That's it.
Okay, so the message this week, I don't have my thing in front of me, is Megan Brown's going to be sharing a message this week on we're actually working through interim pastors right now. Our pastor left here. December 23rd, that's right. Christmas Eve was his last one. So anyway, but her message is actually on Daniel in the lion's den. You remember the story with it, Daniel goes into the lion's den, and the concern, of course, was the king. He didn't want him to be in there. He was tricked, you recall. And Daniel hung out with the hungry lions, and the lions didn't eat him. All right, God saved him. The king was elated with that. And of course, once he got out, then they took the people that tricked the king, and they went in, and the lions took care of that. But watch what happens to the words on this one. Because it's thinking about this, even look, you can see it right there. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we did this one, Deontay. We only did it once, so you might not remember this one, but yeah, trust me, we did it.
This is the learning phase.
It's Thursday night, yeah. So if yes, forgiveness is appreciated.
Can I do something like that?
Chip is requesting a song, but I'm not going to say what it is. Yeah, that works. Give me a cape. See, this is Thursday. Welcome to Thursday nights, where we have stops and starts. And any of you play golf? Any golfers? Anybody familiar with the term mulligan in golf? Okay, you familiar with that? Okay, mulligan is a do-over. When you do a bad hit, it's like you sometimes you can do a mulligan. That was a mulligan. That was a musical mulligan. And you're on capo too? Excellent.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, he never let go, through the calm and through the storm.
Chip's request was John Cougar Mellencamp, Small Town. And these guys can do it. These guys can do it. David's joined us. Amy's joined us. Terry's joined us. Mark's joined us. Welcome, guys. It's always good to have God's children. You know what, Brandon? Actually, because I don't have the words on the screen for this one. Or do I? No, I don't. I don't. Let's just get past that one because that's going to be a communion song. Let's just go right to that one, what he's got up on the screen. All the people said amen. We got a lot of Matts. We got Matt Redman, Matt Mayer. We got a lot of Matt. It's a Matt night, and it happens every now and then. Nobody here is named Matt, though, are they? No, we got Rob. Okay. Close. Costume change is right. Song, and I don't have Tyler here with you, Deontay, so I don't know, man. I mean, this is, when he hears a song, I know what he wants to do. We'll see what he does. Unless somebody wants to join up with him. Okay, I'll just tell you what. All right. So we had a song that we like to play on the flight. It's an old song from the 70s, Blind Man, okay? And Blind Man is a rockin' hippin' tune, but one of the things that these youth would do, they would just buzz around the conference room. It was the coolest thing. And I understand if you're by yourself, if you're not one to do it, I can get there. Maybe you can grab everybody and make a big line.
That's why I play guitar, so I don't have to dance.
All right. Well, guitar sound. It is Thursday. Welcome to Thursdays. We always figure things out on Thursday, so we have a chance on
Sundays.
This is
the learning curve. That's our new name, the learning curve.
Blind man stood by the road and he cried. Blind man stood by the road and he cried. Blind man stood by the road and he cried, and cried. She cried, woman stood by the well and she cried, oh. on the cross and he cried. Jesus hung on the cross and he cried. Jesus hung on the cross and he cried. He cried, whoa.
Okay, so Scott's giving me this look as I said, I need you to go wild. And in church, he's not used to going wild.
did you go wild, man?
He did the job.
It worked, he says. All right, so now comes the fun point. Deontay, we get to hear what's going on and hear about how God has been blessing you on your fourth days and any other stuff you want to share. Do you prefer a handheld mic or would you want to wear a body pack, clip-on? What's your pleasure? You handheld? All right. And I think what I might have you do you like to stand or sit? Oh, stand. Excellent. All right. Well, let me figure out where I'm going to get you to stand.
He's got one up on you.
Yeah, everybody's got one up on me. I'm 5'7". So anyway. Oh, yeah.
You know, I wasn't even trying to make a height joke out of that, but.
Here, wait.
Thank you.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. He can almost stand under my mic.
We got ways. We have ways to get it all done. All right, so let's grab this one. Let's grab a couple things here, and we'll be rocking and rolling here. Dante, come on up here, brother. Glad you are here. We're going to do this. We're going to have you. Let's figure out where I can have you stand. Stand right here, and let me see how you look in color. See, you look good, man. Don't you look good? It looks great. Get you a microphone now. Doesn't he look good? Come on now. Be good to him. Be kind to him. Because he is, man. Because God is good and God is gracious and God is able. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Woo, nice and hot for you too, man. You can talk soft. You can talk loud. Here you go. And what I'm going to do is hang out over here so I can get you going with what's going. So what's been going on, man? How's your fourth days been?
It's been good. A lot of building my personal relationship with the Lord and a lot of praying and praying for guidance as I go through my journey with Him and the days coming out of my chrysalis camp and just praying that He guides me on the way. And as I might come through forks in the road and different things that I may be pressured to do or different things that my friends may do that I may not want to do because that might hurt my relationship with Christ or different things of that sort. Those things I have learned to sacrifice other things to be able to build my relationship with God and different things like that. And I came here to share basically my journey from my chrysalis camp that I went to. And that camp was an eye-opener. It was a very emotional weekend. I got to see how God uses us, His children, we are His feet, His hands, and His voice, and we share His love and His grace, basically, and we are His voice, and I learned that a lot throughout the camp just by a lot of different things we did. And then towards the end, there was a lot of, what we called agape letters, so God's unconditional love, I believe, and the letters basically were all letters for encouragement and love, basically people showing you support and letting you know that they love you and that you're not alone with your journey with Christ and that they're there to help you if you ever need somebody to lend on or something like that. And as well as I learned that God is always there for you. He's never mad at you. The door is always there. You have to take your step to open up the door and walk through the door, but it's always there. And I did that week, and I walked through the door and I opened it. And I was able to go through, and I asked God for forgiveness of my sins and different things like that. And I know He forgave me, and that was a huge weight being lifted off my back. And I felt like I got closer with God that weekend, and a lot of things. And I'm sorry, I have to pull up my phone too. I have some stuff written down on there.
I see Pastor
So I said, me and six other young men went through this weekend retreat on Saturday morning as caterpillars and came out Monday evening as butterflies. I tell you, I walked through those doors Saturday morning not knowing what I had got myself into. Everybody was filled with energy and joy. My bags were being carried for me, and I felt like a princess, I can say. And then I said, people see me as a great young man with a great future, and that really, that pushes me to do what I need to do to achieve my future goals and respect the people that believe in me and put their time and effort to caring for me and showing me support, like everybody who came here for me tonight and everybody who's here tonight, and even the viewers who are watching, spending their time watching me. It shows respect, I believe, when you push yourself to do something to show other people that you're doing what they believe you're doing and different things like that. And a lot of big things with me wanting to build my relationship with Christ is just, I think it makes everybody a better person if they are with Christ and they talk to Christ every single day. Since I've came out of my weekend, I talk to him every morning, I pray, and I think it fills me with energy and joy, and I walk into school and I smile every day. I pray for the people that I used to dislike before I went through this camp, and I learned through this camp that love, everybody deserves love, everybody needs love. And when I got out of this camp, I prayed for people that I may have disliked before I went into this camp, and I prayed for guidance for them and that God heals them and God watches over them and he protects them in their coming days and coming weeks. And I felt that just lifted me up as well to tell myself that I'm not a hateful person and that I can pray for other people and be there for them as well. And another thing I did pray for was just everybody who had been in my life to support me, my sponsor, my grandparents, friends and family, people who are here at the church, people who are watching, different things like that. Just the amount of support and the amount of love and everything everybody shows, the time out of their day they take to do that, they don't have to do it. And then another thing I wanted to touch on was, I've got to look at my phone again. I said, everything is a work in progress. All of us in this room are a work in progress. Everybody watching is a work in progress. We all learn new things daily. And something I wanted to touch on was, I've spent most of my teenage years hiding from God because I'm embarrassed of my sins. And I think the first step to accepting your relationship with Christ is to let go of your past. And being able to do so has lifted a very heavy weight off my back, as I mentioned. And as I mentioned a couple minutes ago as well, I walked in Saturday morning not knowing what I got myself into. Well, I later found myself standing on a chair worshiping the Lord and running around a room at 7 a.m. to a blind man. And I knew God was talking to me. I knew he was telling me, I'm here with you and I'm by your side. And I'm here with you every step of the way as we build our relationship. And as the weekend progressed, I was actually thinking about how I was going to miss the time being with this group of men that I didn't even know. I just had met maybe a couple hours ago. And I had really seen the amount of love and support all of us men had in the room and everybody who had came out and supported me at my ceremony as well. And I said, on the way home Monday evening, I didn't know how I felt. I was being faced with life again, and let me say, it's pretty scary after being overfilled with God's grace and love throughout the whole three-day weekend. My obstacles were once again going to be a reality. I had to know what to do and what not to do, what was good and bad, to keep my promises with God. My first big step was sacrifices from my daily life to build on my personal relationship with God. And then I pray for guidance for the ones I know who are hurting. I learned everyone deserves love. Let's see. I'm sorry. I said agape again. It was God's unconditional love. And God does want us to share that with everybody. And it doesn't mean that you have to talk with them personally. As long, I believe as long as you pray for someone, that shows them your love and you know that you're showing your love. You might not show them face to face, but you're loving on them, for praying on them and praying for their guidance and their healing and a lot of different things like that. Hey, Philip, thanks for watching. Hey, Mike. And then one thing I'd like to say is coming out of that weekend, I believe a lot of things were built, and I strengthened myself on a lot of different things throughout that weekend, such as praying and being able to talk with the Lord in many different ways. And another big thing I learned was ideals throughout that weekend was to always have something set for yourself, kind of, and kind of lead by example, I guess I can say, as well, as a Christian, and make sure other people who may not know God, that when you are representing Him or showing lead as a Christian, to always have pride in yourself and stand up and do the right thing, because you want other people to say, well, that's who I want to be one day. I want to be filled with joy and love like Deontay and walk around with a smile every day. And I want to share with people also that you can have that, and with God, and He'll put a smile on your face every morning like He does me now. And that's something. And also, in my room now, we got a cross at the end of our ceremony. It had been prayed on by our sponsors and a bunch of other people. And I hang that by my door, and I grab onto that every morning, and I pray before I walk out my door. And I also, I light my candle that we got over the weekend when I pray. And that candle symbolizes that there's a community out there for you. Everybody's there to support you. There's multiple people out there supporting you. And trying to think of some more stuff I can share.
XO, I'll ask you a question. So I'm curious, during the event, was there kind of like one spot that seemed to be more powerful to you than another? Was it a certain event or a certain talk, or was any anything?
Being able to write my sins down and nail those onto the cross, and then later on knowing those that those were burnt that night, being able to throw those in your past and let go of those, that was a really big thing to push me forward. And be able to talk with Him without being like I'm hiding something from Him or something like that.
Nice. Nice. That's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. It's neat. It's neat to see youth. I love seeing youth do this, all right? This is so cool. That's why people like me work those flights, because we absolutely love that, man. I'm happy for you. It's neat to see a bunch of junk taken care of, man. Give it up, brother. Everybody give a big round of applause.
Here, it's a God clap. I love you,
right? It's so good, man. It's so good. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know what? Now, one of the things I love to do now is we like to go ahead and get some more prayer requests. So those of you on Facebook, if you have any more, we're gonna take our prayer requests local, then we're gonna get into a prayer circle. So what I will do here is, just so we can see who's got what here. Nice. I'll start with Tom. Tom, what's been going on this week?
Well, one of the magistrates that I know in the court up in Hancock County, he's got, he went blind in one eye overnight.
Really? Blind in one eye overnight? And they don't know why, right?
He's been at the Cleveland Clinic, and it's a virus that's got in his eye, and they're afraid it may go into the other eye. And he worked a guardianship program in Hancock County for I don't know how many years up there before he became a magistrate. And he really needs prayers because he's really down right now.
Sorry, what did you say his first name was?
Mike Noggle.
Well, I'll get first name, last name. Sure, I'll take it. Mike with his, which one, left? Right.
Right eye.
Right eye.
Bad and at this time, his left one, he can see clearly, but
the virus.
The doctors at Cleveland Clinic are afraid it might go to the other eye.
Well, we say no in the name of Jesus. All right, we're gonna lift that up in the circle, absolutely.
Other than that, everything was quiet.
You've actually had a quiet week. Woohoo! Go ahead and grab it. He's handing the right. Whoever wants to grab it and share along. If you don't want it, just pass it down. So, oh, no, hold on now. Come on now. Here, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn.
I oversee or part of the Upward Basketball Partnership in the Westchester area.
Yeah.
So we have six churches that are involved in that, and we're moving into our last game day. So this week has been the week at practice where the coaches speak with the players about the salvation message.
Nice.
And we had an opportunity this past Sunday to have a family celebration with, I mean, we have close to 800 kids that are involved in this program.
Wow, really?
So the celebration event was wonderful, and part of that was the parents turned in surveys, and there's player information on there, whether the child already knew Jesus Christ, whether they wanted to know more about Jesus, whether they learned about Jesus during the season.
Nice.
And so I had an opportunity for the faith community kids, because we have 12 teams that are playing there, so that's close to 120 kids, to look through the 60 of the surveys that we got back, and we actually had five players that accepted Jesus Christ during the season.
That's fantastic.
So huge celebration to share with
Absolutely.
The coaches and with the families. And
what's that? I'm sorry, what was the age range?
We have kindergarten through eighth grade, but we do through sixth grade in our partnership.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was exciting. It's exciting to get that information
wow.
back and to be able to share that with specifically with the coaches.
And you it was called Upward?
Upward Basketball.
Upward Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
And cheerleading. We have cheerleading.
I hadn't heard of that. You said it's in the Westchester?
Mm-hmm. The Westchester Liberty Township area.
Nice.
We have, like I said, six churches that are partnering to do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. Fantastic.
So
Thank
celebrations.
You. We love joys. See, that it's good. I love
yes.
just love to intermix joys with prayer, with
yes.
all the prayer requests. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just want to pray for all the youth that see Deontay every week at school and at home and at church and on Tuesday nights, and that they look and they see the difference that this guy used to be and that he is now, and that he's an inspiration
nice.
To them, and that they just look and say, you know, what's he know that I don't know? What's going on in his life? What's changed in him? And so that they become seekers and he can lead them on a
See, that's the cool part you guys got. I mean, I just met the guy when he walked in. So but I see great joy in you, brother. Keep out. Get there. Let your light so shine. All right. I'll make it all the way back to Brandon.
This made a quick lap.
That's okay. That's all right.
Let's
nothing wrong
see.
With that.
Well, you and I, we talked in the past about grandma on mom's side, not the one that comes here every now and then.
Yeah.
And it went downhill quick, and we're thinking we're looking at final days.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of peace for a lot of people because it's a big family.
Is she officially in hospice or?
Well, she had been put in hospice 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
The doctor gave her 6 months at the time, and she outlived that by a lot.
Yeah,
we'll call it a miracle there. But recently got removed from hospice because whatever insurance medic said, okay, we can't pay for her anymore. She's not going anywhere. And shortly after pulling her off, she stopped eating.
Mm.
So
okay.
she's back on. And so sort of that process.
How old is she?
65.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, way too, especially in today's culture, right? I mean, you know,
no
you go back 50-plus years or so, and 65! Now look at us, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it's amazing.
So peace for a lot of people.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We'll certainly lift that up. I had Mary lift up a prayer request for Coy and Brian. Both of those are dealing with some kind of cancer garbage, if I remember correctly. Mary. And who else? T-Dog's watching. All right. He's watching. He ain't here, but he's watching. But that's all good. He says, great talk, Tay. Loved it. All right. There you go, brother. You got all that stuff happening. All right. I don't see any other prayer requests that are sneaking in there. So what we like to do is we like to get into our circle. So if everybody come on here, follow Tom's lead. Tom will get a circle started here for us. So we can lift all this up corporately. That's, you know, because the Word of God tells us, right? It tells us we're two or more. Come over this way, brother. Tighten this thing up a little bit. He tells us where two or more are gathered. He is there. He is there. That's good. Yeah, this is the largest circle we've had in a long time. And that's great.
That's
it actually is an oval, isn't it?
Triangle. Straight lines.
Yeah, we have. Bless God. I'm just elated everybody's here tonight, and especially Deontay just sharing, brother. Thank you for being here, man, and just sharing. I see a great light in you, brother. And I can't say how you were before, but I suspect you had it there too. It's just brighter now, okay? Because God is good and God is able. So, Lord, I thank you for the words and for the experience that Deontay shared with us this evening. It was a good and great power. And I thank you, Lord, for a specific request that was listed here that the youth around him, the people around him, just see that light of Jesus and want that. That's what we're called to do, isn't it? We are called, you know, to let your light so shine. You know, Jesus gave us a couple commandments before he left this earth, and he made a couple very clear. One was love the Lord your God, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. And he also told us to what? To share the good news, right? To share the news. And thank you, brother, for sharing that. But guess what? What is the number one fear, even above death? Public speaking. Is that right? Is there any coincidence? No, the enemy does not want you sharing that good news. So, brother, thanks for stepping out, man. Thanks for stepping out. God is good. God is able. Lord, there's a lot of people hurting in this world. There's a lot of trial, but there are triumphs too. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. Daddy, we're lifting up Maggie Hockey. She is had pressure on her brain. She's young. She's probably in her 30s, I think, if even that old. She was having a lot of headaches and had some kind of fluid through the brain. They put in a stent to drain off, and now there's an infection. So, Lord, we come against this infection garbage and all these things that have been messing with her, and we thank you, Jesus, for her healing touch. Your healing touch upon her, she is made fully whole in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. See, the Word of God, he gives us that authority, that same Holy Spirit that hung out with Jesus 2,000 years ago is the same Holy Spirit hanging out with us right now. That's why when we see certain things that are just so Christ-like, why we get emotional, why we just feel the presence of the Spirit, because it's the same Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I thank you that Jesus came to give us that gift and to give us your authority. So, Lord, thank you for Maggie's healing. Lord, we're lifting up Kelsey and her little six-month-old son, Luke, and the whole family. Lord, she's been enduring a lot. And, Lord, I know the enemy is just working her hard, trying to steal her joy. And John 10:10, you know, just says it so clear. You know, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and to give it more abundantly. And Lord, I thank you as we come against the demons of darkness that are messing with Kelsey. And she just is able to see and feel your love, your hugs, and just a focus on the good. Because where our focus is where our mind is and where our heart is and where this stuff is. So we come against depression, anxiety, fear, and all things contrary to the word of God, will of God. And we command that they leave her now in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. It's got to bow. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your touch on Misty. Misty's having an issue with her knee. She's had issues with her knee. She had an operation. And now she still has pain with this knee. So she's dealing with an MRI coming up. So, Lord, I just thank you for your touch. Just get that fixed and taken care of. And for Tom's friend Mike, this virus messing with his right eye, that virus and this coronavirus, all these viruses, Lord, we come against that now. We stand here corporately and say, no, no, these viruses have no power. See, in the world, people panic at these things. They have all the senses, their eye, the sight, the smell, the feel, and that is, that's real to us, Lord. You know that. If Jesus came to show us how to live in our spirit realm and be above those things, because we have three spiritual immune systems, guys. Immune systems. We have a spiritual immune system. Underneath that, we have an emotional immune system. And underneath that, we have our physical immune system. That's why when we get worried and we get physically sick, it runs in that hierarchy. But when we're strong and at peace and faith, that's when we just stay healthy in body, mind, and spirit. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. As that virus is just crushed. I'm elated. Lynn, thank you for sharing about this Upward basketball. That's awesome. 800, I think you mentioned in the program. And now the five were just within your group. Five made a commitment to Christ. That's fantastic. We just love seeing that. And thank you, Lord, for what happened on the Chrysalis flight, too. Thank you for that great news and for that program. And for you being part of that, Lynn, thank you. Mary's asking for prayer for Coy. C-O-C-O-Y, Coy and Brian. Lord, I just thank you for your healing touch upon them. And certainly all many things. And Lord, I thank you as we are able to focus on the good memories and the great memories for Brandon's grandma and for that family. It's, you know, Brandon, you mentioned that the past 4.5 years she's been, you know, she's essentially been in hospice for 4.5 years, and that's, and yeah, paralyzed? Okay. Basically paralyzed, yeah. And so I just thank the Lord that those memories are erased. You can just focus on the great stuff, all right, brother? Because you will see her again in paradise. The Word of God declares that stuff to us. So we just speak peace to you, my friend. Great peace to you, the full family. You, Scott, too, brother. I know, man, it's tough. It's hard to say goodbye. But bless God, He's got a place. Because we are a spirit trapped in these physical bodies, and these physical bodies just can fall to all the evils and all the darkness of this world. They just get hit. But Lord, I thank you that there is final and lasting freedom in Jesus Christ. So thank you, Lord. Everybody can join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. I knew that would happen. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord's Prayer is the same any which way, guys. God bless you guys. Great. It's good. All right. For those of you hanging out on Facebook, look at this crowd here. Okay. I mean, come on. This is a Thursday. Who would have thought? All right. But remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. We will see you next Thursday. Make it an awesome week.